Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week we are going to be talking about Mother's Day, which is today. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there listening. And to do that, I have brought on Angela Johnson. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
I have been seeing Angela's work on Facebook for a long time and have admired it. And I finally got up the courage to just reach out and say, please come on my show. And she said, yes.
no problem.
Yeah. So Angela, let's hear a little bit about your background as a nanny, as a childcare provider. What brought you to this biz?
Well, both of my parents are teachers. Mm-hmm. I have a host of uncles and aunts that are teachers. So I
happy
to say,
Teacher Appreciation Week to them.
Well, thank you. I used to be a teacher.
Yep. So, me too.
Me too. But I started babysitting my cousins when I was 11. Mm-hmm. And my favorite aunt, she said, well, you want to take care of the kids? And my first baby, it was at 11. She was 9 months old. And I had a 23-month-old. Her brother was 23 months. So I started at 11 years old. My mom was there to supervise. And I fell in love with it. Mm. I babysat all throughout high school and throughout college. I had a home daycare in my mom's home, and I went to school at night. But seeing as my parents were teachers and I knew how much money they made, I thought, no, I don't want to do this. Even though they begged me to go and get an early childhood education degree, I wasn't having it.
Right.
So I got a business degree and minored in accounting, thinking I was going to make all this money and not knowing that you got to start at the bottom of the totem pole and work your way up.
Right.
I also got bored after graduation. I got bored sitting in a cubicle because I didn't have that corner office that I envisioned. But you know, at 18, you know everything and parents know nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, my path took a curve for about 2 years. That's about as long as it took for me to go right back to taking care of children and doing what I love best.
That's so great. Yep.
So I've been back in it since then. It's been a long journey. I've had a home daycare. I have been a nanny. I have been a preschool teacher. I have been a tutor. I have been a daycare director, church nursery director, pretty much anything that has to do with kids. I've pretty much done it.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it. So, yeah, that's my career of over 40 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, when you started 11, too.
Yes. And that's where I found my love. And I did eventually go back. And like my mom and dad said, and got that degree in early childhood education.
Parents
do know best.
They do, most of the time. And they're usually just trying to look out for you.
Yes, they do.
Well, wonderful. Well, let's talk Mother's Day. In 40 years of taking care of children, you've had a lot of Mother's Days to plan for.
Yes, I have.
So what are some of your favorite crafts to do with kids in preparation for Mother's Day?
Well, every child has to have a homemade card.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be homemade. Either put the child's picture in there, or the handprints in there, or the footprints. If they're babies, I like to use the footprints because mm-hmm. their hands, they don't work well with you.
Yeah, they can't spread out their fingers as well.
You put paint on them and they close them every time.
Every time.
Or they try to put them in their mouths and you're like, no, the paint doesn't go there. So I use the feet print.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that I'm using this year is brand new. I got this from a friend who has a page. It's called Nanny Me Creatively.
Ooh.
I'm doing an apron. A take off of the apron that she's doing for her kids, nanny kids. She's using the flowers
mm-hmm.
and getting an apron and pounding the flowers, letting the kids pound the flowers, and it makes an imprint of the colors of the flowers.
Oh.
But what I'm doing is I'm getting some fabric paint,
mm-hmm.
and across the top of the apron, it's going to say handmade by. And I'm going to put the handprints of all three of the kids.
Aww.
So, and then I'll put their names underneath their handprints. So, because mom loves to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And she has like three or four aprons and all of them are fancy and everything. And I thought, well, why not? It's something that the kids made for her. It's something that'll be special to her. And she loves when they do homemade crafts for her. So,
yes.
This will be perfect.
That is perfect.
So yes. That's one of the things that I'm hoping that this one will go over well. This is my first time doing this, so
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping this will go over well. I've also made the Dove chocolates. Uh-huh. I made a chocolate candy bouquet.
Oh, wow.
Just get you you can go to the dollar store because I know most nannies are on a budget.
Right.
And just go to the dollar store and find a cute little woven basket.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little styrofoam because you're going to get silk flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much the daisies, the ones that have like the little center in them,
mm-hmm.
you just kind of get you can either glue it on or you can get the two-sided tape or you can get the foam mounting squares.
Mm-hmm.
It's a square. It's sticky on both sides.
Okay.
And you put the Dove chocolate. You put the square inside of the middle of the flower. Mm-hmm. You put the Dove chocolate on top, so it looks, instead of it being yellow on the inside,
mm-hmm.
it'll be the Dove chocolate on the inside with the little petals around it.
Oh.
And then
you
stick the styrofoam block into the basket. Put the flowers in to make it full enough so it looks like a bouquet. And she has a bouquet of chocolates.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
You can do the same thing. We've used a watering can.
Oh.
We did the same concept, but we use a styrofoam ball and lollipops. So the kids stuck the lollipops into the styrofoam ball on top of the watering can. Once you get done, you get to use the watering can. It's reusable. And you know the kids are going to eat the candy, so.
Right.
but it's nice to have, you know, mom gets the watering can. It's a cute little decorative watering can. You can put their handprints on the watering can, or you can buy a decorative watering can, however you want to do it. I usually write something on that, like, you pour out your heart for us. So basically, it kind of goes along with the watering can.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is bath salts. Who doesn't love a relaxing bath?
Right.
Bath salts, essential oils. You can buy, you can also buy them if you go to Walmart or Target. They already have the lavender ones and the eucalyptus, the Epsom salt. It's already scented.
Just go to
Hobby Lobby or your favorite, you know, hobby store and get some little jars or some test tubes. They have little test tubes and you can make like 5 little test tubes. Take it home, put a couple of drops of food coloring in there, stir it up. And have different colored little test tubes, put it in a nice little box and put a label on it. Let the kids put their handprint or put a thumbprint and put a label on it with their little thumbprint on there. And you have 5 or 6 relaxing baths.
So, that's so nice.
So, those are my favorites that they're easy for little kids to make.
Mm-hmm.
The more complicated ones. For older kids, because I work with like 5 or 6 year olds, I take a mason jar and some clear contact paper. And I take the contact paper and I cut out a heart on the clear contact paper. And I place it on the mason jar, give them some acrylic paint, and just let them go at it. They paint the outside of it. Once it dries, you slowly peel off the heart and put a little electronic tea light on the inside. So when it lights up at night, all you see is the heart. Inside the heart is the little tea light.
Yeah.
So those are cute to make. And, you know, the kids love them. Moms love them. And, you know, I love them.
And that one also seems like it's setting the kids up for success, in that their whole job is just to cover the whole thing.
Right. Just paint the whole thing.
Yep.
That's all you have to do. That's, you know, for the, and also you can use the same contact paper, clear contact paper, and use some the decorative tissues that you put, you know, stuff gifts with. I'm sure moms and dads probably, if they are anything like me, they probably save that paper and save the bags. And you just tear the tissue paper or cut it up in small pieces, cut a heart out of the contact paper, and let them put the different color pieces on there. Create a card, put it on there, and say, "I love you to pieces."
Oh, so cute.
So, yeah. Those are all things that, you know, the kids can do.
For and sure. Of course,
yes. The potted plants, the same concept as the mason jar. You can do a potted plant and just take the potted plant, the pot, and let the kids paint over a heart with the potted plant. And you know, if you want to call it, what do they call it? My mom loved unicorns. So we got bright pinks and just all these neon colors. And just had them go for it. And we let it dry, peeled it off. It had a little heart on there. And we gave her the plant and said, "Happy Mother's Day." We put a plant inside. Her favorite, she got tulips. So we put tulips inside and gave it to her. So it's a whole lot of little things that you can do with kids that don't cost a whole lot of money.
Right, yeah. My mom is a second grade teacher, and something that she does with her kids every year, they have a Mother's Day tea the Friday before Mother's Day.
That's nice.
Yeah, and so the kids help, like, bake little scones and, you know, little cupcakes and things for the tea, and then they make these hats. So she uses, each kid gets to model their own hat. And so she takes, she said, like 6 pieces of newspaper, and then you kind of smash it down over the kid's head and then put masking tape around the brim, and then cut it so that there's a nice little brim around it. And then the kids get to paint it and decorate it with big flowers, big, like, cloth flowers, or And they have a lot of fun with that. And one of her students' mothers wore that hat to church that week. She was so proud of the hat. So that's a fun gift idea.
Wow.
That one's slightly for, you know, older kids. She does it with second graders. But it is, it's a fun one. Another idea that I have not done ever, but I, as I was researching for this episode, is with older kids, is to make a personalized music video. So have the kids like sing or dance to one of the mom's favorite songs. And yeah, and like on an iPhone or, you know, whatever, it's pretty easy to record, or an Android. Like, we all have video cameras on our phones now. So you can pretty easily put together a cute little music video for the mom. And even if they're just, you know, holding up writing that says, like, I love you, mom, or whatever. Just having them sing along to one of her favorite songs, I think, is a really nice way to make her feel seen, and it doesn't add things to the house, because I know a lot of nannies are like, I don't want to give her any things. She doesn't like clutter.
Right.
So something like a music video that lives in the digital world.
This is true. I've also made for babies, especially my twins. I've taken pictures of them and sent them online to Walmart and got like a little $10 cover to go over it and made a photo book.
Yes.
That's what mom doesn't want, a picture of their children. Yeah. And I got them all dressed up and got them all cute. And, you know, they had little white suits on, and the girls had these matching tiaras, and I just put them in their little tiaras and their little ballerina tutus, and it was so cute because they were like 6 months old, and on the floor they're crawling around in their little tiaras, and I'm just snapping pictures, and so it was like a photo shoot of just them, you know, doing their thing in their little tiaras.
So it was cute,
and it cost like $10, and she just cried and cried. So yeah, it's the little things, you know. Sometimes you can't do like first time moms, and it's a baby, and so, you know, make them smile, put them in different outfits, create a photo shoot for the baby, and give it to mom.
Yeah, and especially because, you know, as nannies, we're often with the kids during the week more waking hours than the mom is with their kids. And so we sometimes get really wonderful, candid photos. So I love that idea of a photo album, or I know Walgreens will make, you can get little square magnets, so they'll turn your picture into a magnet.
Yes.
Which is really nice. I've done that before for a mom. Or the there's little like magnetic holders, so they're more three-dimensional, that have, you can like put spices in them. I know they sell them at IKEA, but I'm pretty sure you can get them on Amazon now as well. They're like an inch deep and then probably 3 inches around, and they're little round magnet holder things. And so I've made almost a shadow box in one of those of the kid. I've had both of my guys on their scooters, like scooter towards me, and so, and taken a picture. And so it looks more three-dimensional when you put it in there. So their picture is pressed up against the front. And then I have kind of like a background on the back of the magnet. So it looks a little bit more three-dimensional. Wow. And then I had them write on the outside, like, I love you, mom, or something like that. So that was, that went over pretty well and was fairly inexpensive and easy to do, because you can get like a six pack of those magnetic things for like $10, if that, maybe even $5.
So that sounds like a great idea. Yeah. See, I've worked mostly with younger children, mm-hmm. infants and toddlers. Mm-hmm. So my projects are geared mostly towards the infants and toddlers.
Right. Right. And
because that's my favorite age. Uh-huh. That's my favorite age. It sounds like you have had the older children. So
I have.
Yeah. So.
Yep. But I probably will start with an infant at some point. So these are good ideas for me too. I know that you just said that you mostly have done infants and toddlers, but when you get into that toddler age, at what age do you start to help the kids come up with their own gifts to give their mother? When do you start to get them involved?
Well, I start around 3.5, between 3.5 and 4. Mm-hmm. It depends on the child. I've had some right. children that were, to me, at 3 years old, genius.
Right.
Because everyone would always ask me how old they are, and I'd say 30, because mm-hmm. the conversation we would have, it's like, and you're 3? So some of them are very decisive. They know what they want. They know exactly how they want to do it, and they're very creative. So if I have a child that's like that, I will ask, so what do we want to make for mommy? And they will tell me, and see, you have to do it this way, and we have to do this, and we have to do it. So when they start doing that, I know, okay, let them have some input. It's their mom. It's for their mom.
Right.
And even if I start out a craft going one way and they decide they want to do something else, I let them do it, because it's from their creative mind to their mommy.
Yes. Yes. Which is the most important part that I think sometimes can get lost in our desire to have the most like showy of gifts to give.
Yes.
That, you know, I have to Instagram it or Pinterest it mentality.
Right.
And you don't, because it's about the kids giving a gift to their mom. And I think sometimes we forget that.
Right. But our adulthood, we have to have perfection. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our OCD-ism gets in the way.
Yes.
And we kind of, oh, no, don't put it right there, because then you'll mess up this. Or don't put it right there. But just let them do it.
Right.
Let them do it. It's the best gift when moms know they did it. Mm-hmm. And it was not you held her hand and drew this line so perfectly. No, let them mess it up. Let them do whatever they need to do. You know, unless it's going to be harmful to them, let them at it. Let them have at it.
Yeah. And on that same note, what are some of the expectations of a nanny around Mother's Day? And how does a nanny find that line of how much they should do versus how much the other parent is going to do, things like that?
Well, I have found in my many years of experience that it's best to start talking to the other parent
mm-hmm.
about a month ahead of time
mm-hmm.
as to what do you have planned for mom for Mother's Day? What do you need us to do or to come up with for your plan for Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm.
And I find that I get more participation when I ask, instead of it just being thrust upon me and expected, okay, so what you gonna do for Mother's Day?
Right.
You need to beat them to the punch.
Yes.
To let them know, okay, I am helping you find something for the kids, for your wife, or a significant other, or
right.
whoever she may be, the,
right.
the mother of your children. I am helping you. I'm not doing it for you.
Right.
So it's good to have those conversations so you won't end up angry and upset and why do I have to do this? It's their mom, it's your responsibility. No, have the conversation, take the initiative and have the conversation and you won't have a problem. Now, some nannies like me, I love doing it. Mm-hmm. So I will say, okay, so we're going to do this, 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 and this for Mother's Day. Do you have a problem with that? Mm-hmm. And would you like to contribute to it? Or what do you have planned so that we can kind of match up and, you know, create a whole, you know, scenario around whatever you have planned?
Right. Yeah.
So those things work, but I'm just the one that will go and ask the questions. Uh-huh. Some nannies won't go and ask, but I suggest that you ask because there are some nannies that I have spoken with around this time of year. And it's like, oh man, what am I going to do? I got to come up with another gift. I got to come up with this. I'm on my budget. I don't have the money for this. And that's why I said, get something easy, something simple, $5, mm-hmm. you know, mats, go to the dollar store. Dollar Tree has a lot of things. If you have, just use your creative imagination. I work with a young lady, her name is Ariel, and she does lesson plans for her children. Mm-hmm. And she does a theme around Mother's Day. So by the time Mother's Day gets here, they have all this stuff piled up and it's a big box, you know, so they can give it to mom for Mother's Day.
Right.
So she's already planned and has talked to the kids and have made lesson plans and done activities around Mother's Day so they can have all this stuff to give to their moms for Mother's Day. And I love that. If my kids were old enough, I'd do that too.
Right, right.
But I kind of take her ideas and I kind of tweak them to my kids and we go from there. So you have to be creative. You have to talk and with the other parent because ultimately it is their responsibility for Mother's Day. But secretly... all moms want the nanny to come up with something for them for Mother's Day because sometimes they feel like dad's not going to do a homemade gift from the kids. Moms love saving that kind of stuff.
Right.
And, you know, I remember when you made this and I remember when you made that. This is my card from this year. I have a box full of stuff. My kids made things for me. Mm-hmm. And so... secretly, nannies, you're in the spotlight because mom secretly wants you to come up with something for the kids. So have the conversation. And that way you'll know if dad is planning something or if he's not planning on something. Give him some ideas of something, you know, and then talk about finance. This right. is what we want to do. This is how much it's going to cost.
Right.
So that they know I'm expecting you to pay for this.
Right.
Or you will know, go back to the drawing board. You're not getting that much money.
So right. Right.
Have the conversation. I suggest you have the conversation.
That is a very good suggestion. And I love the idea of having it a month in advance because it also helps because I'm sure for some dads that, you know, a week out is too far for them to be thinking. So they might not even have Mother's Day on their horizon until you bring it
right.
up.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's a great idea. And this is coming out on Mother's Day. So you missed it this year, but... you missed it because I missed it. But next year, regroup.
Next year.
Talk to yes. them about a month in advance.
Yes. Talk to them about a month in advance because you never know. Like you said, it's not on their radar. Oh, is Mother's Day coming up? Oh, I forgot.
Right. Exactly.
And they they, you know, sometimes their brains are so focused on work. Let me hurry up so I can get to the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realize, oh, I got to go get something. And then there's nothing left on the shelves. Mother's Day is a very popular holiday. And if you wait to the last minute, even in the craft stores, the nannies have wiped it out.
Yep. Because they were more on top of it.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
And then on top of it.
Another thing to potentially bring up is there any ingredients that I can get? Like a lot of, you know, families try to cook their mom like breakfast in bed on Mother's Day.
Yes.
And so asking, would you like me to pick up pancake batter or, you know, eggs or bacon or whatever, orange juice. Do you want me to get those things so that come this weekend, you will have them without you having to go out to the store.
Right. And even research recipes for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Make it as easy as you can.
As easy as possible. Easy peasy. Trust me, dads will be appreciative.
Yes. And moms will be appreciative.
Yes. Sure. Moms will be appreciative because they're not eating raw food.
Right.
And trying to pretend like, oh, this is the best thing. And they're, inside they're going,
ooh. Yep.
So.
Yep. And then, so if you have been a nanny in a household for years and years and years, I've heard of some nannies that are there for like 10 years. How do you, or what do you suggest for like coming up with new ideas every year?
Internet.
Yes. Yes.
Internet. It has everything.
It really does.
And also, if you're in a nanny group,
mm-hmm.
nanny groups, we all share, okay, this is what I'm planning on doing for my nanny, with my nanny kids for Mother's Day. This is what I'm planning to do. They share. Get in a nanny group. If you're not in a nanny group, get in a nanny, join a nanny group. And I'm sure right about now, people are starting to show pictures of what they're doing, and you have enough time. Well, this is coming out on Sunday.
Yeah, it's coming out on Sunday.
Sorry.
So you missed it, but for next year.
For next year, get in a nanny group. For Father's Day, you won't miss Father's Day.
Right.
Get in a nanny group, and you'll find some cute ideas to do for, you know, from here on out.
Right.
You'll find some cute ideas. Because nannies, we were arts and crafts. I love it.
Right.
So I share all the time, all the things that we make. So if you're in a nanny group, you can get so many different ideas.
Yes.
And like I said, I have two friends that are always doing things, and like the Nanny Me creatively, I'm always searching her page. I'm like, okay, so what can I find to do for this?
Yeah.
What can I find for this occasion? So it's you know, get a nanny friend who likes to craft.
Right.
And she could tell you. But I've been with a family for 7 years, and I had 7 Mother's Days. Mm-hmm. And each Mother's Day, the nannies at the park, before I got into the nanny groups, there was always nannies at the park. What are you doing? Talk to somebody. Ask around. Ask the dad. He may have ideas
mm-hmm.
about what he wants to do, and you can piggyback off of what he's doing for mom. So,
yep, that's great advice. And then you can also tweak it, you know, to fit your needs. So
yes.
If you see something on one of the nanny groups and it's like, well, I know my artistic skill. I'm not going to be able to pull that off, but you can tweak it to something that is manageable.
And if you don't have the artistic skills, stickers work.
Oh, stickers are such a lifesaver.
Stickers, including letters.
Mm-hmm.
They have little sticker letters that you can just peel off and stick on there. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, the scrapbooking section is your best friend.
Is your best friend.
Yep.
And stickers, and trust me.
Yep.
Hobby Lobby, Michaels, I'm always in there, especially for the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the 3D stickers. Love them.
Yes, yes, me too.
Love them, so.
So should a nanny give a personal gift to the mom boss on Mother's Day? How do you feel about that?
Well, I generally partner with the dad. Mm-hmm. And when I say partner, I mean I talk to the dad. What are you doing? How are you doing it? You know, 1 year there was a beach theme. Mm-hmm. Dad was taking mom to the beach. So me and the kids got some play sand. We made a card. Mm-hmm. That had a beach umbrella. We used stickers to put the little beach towel down. Oh. And we made something that went, and I paid for all the stuff, all the materials. And there was a massage place there. I can't think of the name of the place. But anyway, I went and researched it online. Mm-hmm. And I bought her a massage. But I had been with this family for years.
Right.
So I felt more like family, mm-hmm, than I just got here. I've only been here for a year and I don't know exactly what to do. So you may not feel comfortable doing that. But if you've been there for a while and this family has been good to you and you have, you know, you feel like they're more family than anything, then yeah, go for it.
Yeah, and I completely agree. I think it's a case by case, almost year by year,
right,
basis. Although keep in mind that once you do it 1 year, probably the next year you should do it too, because otherwise, yes, the mom might be like, "Wait, what happened?"
Yes.
But
exactly.
But yeah, so I completely agree. I've kind of gone both ways on it. And it's also that family's culture. There are some families that really go hard for holidays like Mother's Day. And then there are some families that it's not as big of a deal. They still celebrate those types of holidays, but they kind of come and go, and they don't make as big of a deal out of it.
Right.
So
it depends on the family.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I think that's very wise advice of feel it out and also do what you're comfortable with. Certainly,
right,
don't go broke getting your...
Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't, yep, do that. A nice card. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a gift card to their favorite restaurant. Starbucks.
Right.
Who doesn't like Starbucks?
Yep.
I send the e-card all the time.
Right.
Who doesn't like Starbucks? Even if they're tea drinkers, Starbucks has tea.
Yes, exactly.
They have water. They have tea. They have coffee. They have muffins. Then they're serving lunch. So, hey.
So you can find something there.
You can find something at Starbucks.
Yep. And then finally, if you're nannying in a household with a stepmother, how can you navigate those kind of slightly more obscure types of families?
Well, as a stepmom,
uh-huh,
I always make sure that my stepchildren, and of course I never call them that, but
right,
for this scenario, I will. I always make sure that they got their mom something.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in situations where stepmom, stepdads, whatever the case may be, I always made sure that we made two of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I did it was I would extend the activity to grandmas and grandpas. I mean, the both sets of grandmas.
Uh-huh.
So it's Happy Mother's Day to Grandma, Happy Mother's Day to Mom, Happy Mother's Day to Stepmom. So we just made all, just created something slightly different for the grandparents and something the same for the mothers, so nobody will feel slighted.
Right.
Nobody will feel, you know, we may have used a red card and then a blue card.
Right.
Or a pink card and a purple card. But it pretty much was the same thing. And the same morning, because I know how if you do one thing and do something else for another mom, well, why did she get that? You don't want that for the kids.
Right.
You don't want the kids to feel like they're taking sides.
Yeah.
So if you do the same thing for across the board, and for those children who don't quite understand, well, why are we doing this? I always include grandmas.
Uh-huh.
So, because they can relate to grandmas.
Right.
So we do it for grandmas. It's Mother's Day. We do it for the women that we love. That's mom, that's stepmom, that's grandma, and that's Nana. And, you know, some if they're close to their aunts, we do it for aunts too. So sometimes you have to go overboard in order to keep peace.
Yes, yes. And having grown up with step-parents myself, I completely agree with that. 'Cause my step-parents have had a huge impact on me as a person. They raised me. So showing them love on Mother's Day is very appreciated, I'm sure.
Yes.
And I think it's very good to have that talk with the kids of Mother's Day is about showing appreciation to the women who are helping raise you.
Right, right. Exactly. And that's why I include the grandmas.
Right.
And I didn't always do that because I didn't always have the stepmoms and the dynamics of two moms. But when I was placed in a situation where there was a stepmom and they lived like right up the street.
Right.
And so I would see the kids at both houses. Mm-hmm. So we would create this same thing we created at mom's house. We created the other house. Right. And we had that talk about the women in our lives who influence us in while we celebrate Mother's Day, and because we want to show our appreciation for the things that they do for us and how they play with us and make us happy and buy us toys, and, you know, just things that are three, because this is like a 4-year-old. So it really wasn't a deep talk.
Right.
It was more like a, well, what do you do? What does she do to make you happy? Oh, she buys me toys. See that. And that's how they relate. How many toys you give me, that's what's going to make me happy. That's what's going to make me appreciate you. So we went to the toy wrap.
Yeah, yeah. That's really great. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything that you feel like we didn't discuss or any ideas that you'd like to throw out here as we wrap up?
No, I think I pretty much covered it all.
Great.
I covered it all.
Yeah. So, but if you are listening and you are like, but wait, I really missed the boat this year on this aspect of Mother's Day and you guys didn't talk about it, please feel free to email in to chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. And I would love the feedback of something that we can improve on, and I can talk about it on a different episode or have a follow-up episode next year for Mother's Day of other ideas. Please send in any ideas that you have. I would love to see them. I'm always looking for good gift ideas too, so send them on in. Wonderful. Well, I would love for people to be able to find you online. What are the best ways that they can do that, Angela?
I am on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can look me up. excuse me. My parent company is the Third Parent Academy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Facebook, and it's facebook.com/3, mm-hmm, RD Parent.
Great.
And you can find me there or facebook.com/AskTheNanny.
Great.
You can find me there. So, and please, if you are a nanny, please watch Ask the Nanny. Tomorrow we will be having nanny agencies, one-on-one.
Yes.
So, yeah, those, the agencies, we're going to learn how to sign up for an agency, what they're expecting, just the whole process of nanny agency 101. Great. So we're having...
Do you release episodes every...
every Monday.
Wonderful.
Every Monday. They're live episodes. They're on Facebook Live, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday nights. There's a different topic every week. And if you have topics, please, please, please feel free to send them to me. And if you'd like to appear on the show, send me a request, topic ideas, all that good stuff. I'm looking for all that. So anything that nannies, that concerns you, concerns the nannies, that's what we talk about. So
wonderful.
Please feel free to get that to me. You can contact me on Ask the Nanny or the Third Parent Academy.
Great.
Or my regular Facebook page, but if you don't know me, there's a lot of Angela Johnsons on Facebook, so try the business pages.
Yep, that's how I tracked you down. Business pages first.
Yes.
Well, wonderful. I'll have some links to craft ideas and things up on Facebook on Chronicles of Nania as well. So you can check those out. And then we end each episode with a fun, cute story. And Angela has brought one.
Yes, I have one. I usually go and pick up the kids from school. It's a preschool for 3 and 5 year old. And one day I discovered that I could get home quicker if I went a different way.
Oh.
And the 3-year-old says, "But where are you going?" I said, "We're going home." But this is not the way home. We don't go this way. I said, yes. I said, we can go this way. It's a shorter route. And the 5-year-old goes, yeah, it's a haircut. And I'm like, a what? I said, what are you talking about? It's a haircut. He said, it's a haircut. You're taking the shorter route. It's a haircut. And I just cracked up laughing. I said, sweetheart, it's called a shortcut. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. So,
oh my gosh.
He was so serious. And I was like, please don't laugh. But I couldn't help it. It was so funny. But yeah.
That is so funny. Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. It's a haircut.
You're welcome.
So cute. And thank you so much, Angela, for being here. This was a blast.
And thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.